trying to listen to the ideal of Guru and Vaishnavas. And this ideal is very beneficial for our spiritual lives. And by doing kirtan of their lives, their instructions, then the Guru Varga, who always desire our eternal auspiciousness, will be very pleased. And we who are very fallen, surely their mercy will be upon us. Because Bhagwan will not listen to anyone else's prayers except those of the Vaishnavas. Therefore, by listening to their method of bhajan, even if we cannot follow, still we can do kirtan of the glories of their sadhan bhajan and try following in their footsteps. Do Shravan Kirtan of those who are also trying to follow in their footsteps. Every year during Rajmandal Parikrama, then they go to all the different places. Guru Varga, they go to all these different places of Raj and do Shravan Kirtan. So he went to Javad, and all the devotees went to Javad, and there, and all the bhaktas went there. And then the bhaktas, they requested from Guruji that Radharani, she is Vrishabhanu Raj Nandini. She never stayed in Vrishabhanupur. Although she had so much priti for Krishna and Nandagao, still Nanda, he didn't arrange for her marriage with Krishna. So why is Radharani staying there in Javad? Chutila and Kutila. Kutila means she is always trying to do this Kutniti. Dharmaniti, Kutniti means that which is opposite to proper moral ethics. Hypocrisy, deceit, pride, vanity. That is the meaning of Kutila. In Chutila means something very perplexing, very perplexing, very confusing. And Kutila also means to pinpoint. Anyhow, to make others confess. Or else to speak in such a way that automatically they'll confess the other ones. Or they cannot stay silent. To taunt, to complain, to criticize. This is ordinary. But there are certain people who speak in such a way that their words pierce your heart. And Jutila and Kutila, they're the ideal pair. Jutila, without any reason, she wants to quarrel and fight. She may, even a small issue, she turns it into a very big problem. Gurudev is an example. One person is going to bathe in the Ganga in the morning, and his friend also came to bathe in the Ganga. Then he told his friend, "Oh brother, yesterday someone stole from our neighbor's house." So they say he was bathing in the Ganga, his offerings, Thausati. He said, "Yes, I know." Then he didn't say anything else. But the other friend, what did he do? Then he went straight to the police station. And he said, "Oh, my neighbor's house got stolen. I know that this person knows who's bathing in the Ganga." Then the police, they went and told the king. And the king said, "Catch him. He's the thief. He's the dacoit." Then in the morning they all came, took him away from the Ganga and put him in prison. So he said, "What have I done?" "Then you know who has stolen from the neighbor's house. You know everything." He said, "How do I know? I haven't even said anything." "Because your friend has said that you are bathing in the Ganga, and while bathing in the Ganga, you promised that you know who has stolen. Now confess." "No," he said, "how can I confess when I haven't even done anything in the first place?" They said, "We'll hang you now if you don't confess." He said, "How can I confess when I haven't done it in the first place?" So, wicked people are like this. They'll unnecessarily get you into all these different troubling circumstances. He said, all he said, yes, I know that someone stole from his house, the dacoits came. He just said, I know. Then what did he say? He went to the police and he said he knows everything. He said, yes, I know that they're stolen. And just see what he did. Therefore, Jatila means those, even a small thing, they turn that into big news. Even the smallest of issues, they turn that into the biggest of problems. That is the meaning of Jatila. Radharanyushi, she is the Adhishtatri Devi of Halladini Shakti. She is Krishna Priya, she is Sarva Shakti. Krishna himself worships her. The whole all the avatars. Omarama Satya Sachi Chandra Rukmini. All of them, they worship. They all desire the foot dust of Radharani's lotus feet. Meaning from Brahma, Shiva, Uddhav, all the Devi, Devatas. All of them desire the mercy of Srimati Radhika. What is the meaning of Barsana? Barsana means rain. Rainfall, Barsana. Varsha means like torrential downpour. Downpour of what? Of mercy, Kripa. Sanupradesh means land which is very uneven, which is very flat also sometimes. So they're all thinking, when will this rain come? Similarly, all the jivas, they're like this land which has been scorched, which has been parched. So they always desire the rain of Srimati Radhika's mercy. So here Brahma, he's always thinking that I've committed so many mistakes during Krishna Leela. I have four heads, but still I committed so many mistakes. Therefore, he desired that on his foreheads, the foot dust of Srimati Radhika and all the bhaktas be showered on his foreheads. Therefore, his foreheads became known as Dhangad, Mangad, Vilasgad, Mangad. And on his foreheads, Radharani's foot dust is always being showered upon on his foreheads. So his intelligence is always pure. And they say there's also Vishnu Parvat on one side, Brahma Parvat on one side. And between, there is Sakri Kaur. So say, Radharani, her glories are so well known. So why is she now here in Javat, where she is imprisoned by Jatila and Kutila, her in-laws, mother-in-law, sister-in-law? You see, the whole day and night, they're guarding her closely. Always saying many things. So then why is she staying in Javat? So then Gurudev, he said, you see, just by complaining to the judge, it will not do. You see, the judge has listened to both the sides. Then the judge will give his judgment. So all of you, now you all of you have heard their arguments. Now you listen to the other side. Because of Jatila and Kutila, you see, even the air cannot touch Srimati Radhika. Because they have such influence, everyone is very scared of them. Because they may do anything, they can say anything. So Radharani, she is very silently performing her seva there in Javat. There, she is making all these different kinds of sweets. And no one can disturb her there. There, Kundalata, Dhanishta, Lalita, Shaka, all who come there, they're always safe there. Then because of Jatila Kutila, no one can raise any suspicion about Srimati Radhika and her sakis. And Abhimanyu, he is like a mountain of pride. He is a follower of Kansa. He is also known less than Jatila and Kutila. And what does he do? You see, even a rabbit, even an owl cannot enter the vicinity of their house in Javat. Because he is like that, very strong. Like Govardhan Malla, the husband of Chandravali and Abhimanyu. They're like the right hand men of Kansa. Left and right hand. And day and night, where does he stay? Day he goes stays in Mathura with Kansa. He returns in the evening and again in the morning he goes to Kansa. What does he take? He takes milk, curd, butter. So many things for Kansa. And then but also he likes what that which is being you see, milk which has been spoiled and all those which are very decaying, decomposing for 10 days, 20 days, that which are of no use, useless. Then he calls all the Vrajavasis, if you have anything like that, give it to me. And then he takes all those things to Hansa. And then he goes to Mathura. Then they receive him very nicely, Abhimanyu. Because you see, one who eats nice food, you'll find very rare people like that, won't eat nice food. Generally, this one people like eating only food which is decomposing, decaying, foul smelling, bitter. And then all that which has been like fermented and all these things. All these things people like eating. Like in the West, you see. They'll make food today, they'll put it in the fridge, and then for one year they'll eat that food. Even for 2 years they'll eat that food. That has been in the refrigerator. He take it out of the fridge, they'll warm it up, again they'll eat. Again they'll put it in the fridge. Again they'll take it out, again they'll warm it up, again they'll eat. So they say they're all followers of Kansa. This is Kansa Niti. Because in their fortune it is not written that cook 3 times a day, make something nice, warm, and then you can eat that 3 or 5 times a day. Offer that as bhoga to Krishna. So when they don't even offer anything to Krishna, how will they have this intelligence? So they're only eating very decomposing things. What do? They don't eat grapes. They take the grapes, they ferment them, and then they eat these grapes. They take apples, and then they start decaying these apples, and then many worms come, and then they make soup, apple soup, and they drink this soup. Once I asked someone that you do offer some bhoga to Bhagwan in the night, he said no. Then what do you eat there? I asked. And they said, in our England, we make soup in the night. What kind of soup? We take everything, we boil everything, we put everything in the mixy, and then we stir it with hot water, add some salt, and then we have a big glass of soup, and big pot of soup, and we are only drinking this. And I said, very good. You are offering the same thing to Thakurji also. Why are you troubling him this way? See, even Thakurji, he is drinking this soup and he falls unconscious then. And he is just falling unconscious and he is just... Because even Thakurji, he is like a prisoner there in that house. So Kansa, he likes all these things. Very bitter things, very bitter curd. When I go to the villages, I have seen... There's a big feast in some villages. Then after 15 days, what do? Even before the festival is going to take place, they start serving, they start saving curd. And then the curd becomes so bitter that if you put this curd inside your mouth, then it seems smoke is coming out of your eyes and nose and ears. I mean, they mix bura with it. Bura means like some powdered sugar. They mix powdered sugar with this curd and then they eat this. Especially in all villages, they like this. Before any festival, 15 days before any festival, they do this. They start storing curd. They not eat fresh curd, but they eat this curd which has been stored for 2-3 weeks. So this way, Abhimanyu, he is this mountain of Abhiman, pride. What does he do? He goes house to house. And what do? They take all these dirty butter, all these things which are spoiled, which are useless. He takes all these things, Abhimanyu, and he becomes very happy. Then look how much I have collected. Today I have 10 quintals of curd. And he takes everything and he shows to Kansa. And Kansa, he says, you are my best tax collector. He says, you collect the best way for me. And then he brings everything in front of Kansa. And then there's so many insects, so many worms, the whole thing is decaying. But what does Kansa do? He just adds some chilies there, and some salt, or sometimes some powdered sugar. He mixes everything up. And then Kansa has many strong followers. He gives one pot to each of them. And then all of them, they're drinking this, like liquor. And they're very happy. So this is not to be discussed. So we'll go away from here. Because by speaking about Jetla and Kutla, what can we gain? So we'll go another direction. So this way, there's a saying that instead of raising 10 gundas, at least you look after one. Because if you're feeding one, then that's better than feeding 10 gundas. So Jetla and Kutla, they're very famous in Braj. They're very famous for doing all these things. So they're like the followers of Kansa. So no one comes in trouble with Radharani there in Jaur because Jetla and Kutla. And Jetla and Kutla, they're very happy. Why? They make Radharani cooks everything within few minutes. But Radharani, she cooks so many different things, items. But Jetla and Kutla, they'll not eat all these things. Dhanishta and Kundalata, and then the other maidservants of Yashoda Maiya, they all come from Nandagao before Mangalarti. They reach Javat. And then in the night, they have this condensed milk. They mix kesar, this musk, elaichi, and honey. And then they say, 3 or 4 in the morning, this milk is transformed into curd, and they churn this yogurt, and they get butter. And this butter is not thick. You see, the butter which is churned first, it's very light. So they take this butter which is very light, and they have these donors made of leaves, these leaf cups. And they put this butter in these leaf cups, and they cover it with a cloth, and they send these leaf cups full of butter to Yashodamaya in Nandagao. Yashodamaya, she sees this butter is very yellow in color, very soft and sweet. So then Krishna is sleeping. So Yashoda, what does she do? She takes a cloth, she mixes it with hot water, warm water, and then first she cleans Krishna's heels, his hands. She gently dabs his body with this cloth. And then Krishna gradually opens his eyes. And then he sees his mother is waking up. Then again he closes his eyes and falls asleep. And then Yashoda Maiya says, oh, how is this mud come on his feet? You see, oh, he's not had a proper bath in the night. Just see, his hands are so dirty. It's covered with dust. You see his face. Sometimes there's some kumkum on his face, some sindoor. What is this? Yashoda Maiya is thinking. So she's cleaning all of Krishna's body, and Krishna becomes very shy because he's been with the gopis the night, previous night, and his throat has become very dry. Krishna Yashoda Maiya, anyhow, she opens his mouth and then puts this butter inside. And this butter gradually slides down his throat. And Krishna is very happy tasting this butter. And Yashoda is saying that, oh, he's still not waking up. He's very tired. So again she covers him with her chadar. She closes the curtains. And then she comes and tells Kakati, the female monkey, don't say anything. And then she tells the peacocks, don't say anything. No parrots, don't make any sound. She tells the sakas, all of you be silent. He's very tired. He's not waking up. Kaniya is sleeping. He's sleeping and he'll sleep until 9 in the morning. So don't disturb him. Meanwhile, Radharani, she's made many different kinds of food. Prasad. But for Jetla and Kutla, what do they like? Like you see, they like chilies, they like begun, and they like the skin of bitter gourd. They like only the peels. They like potato peels. So Radharani, she mixes all these things and she adds some spices, some chili, very bitter, and then she gives it to Jetla and Kutla. And Jetla and Kutla, they're very happy. They say, oh, look at my daughter-in-law. And then she first, Radharani takes the butter which is very light, and then she then gets the other part of the butter which is very fat, which is not nice. And then Jetla is thinking, oh, look at my daughter-in-law, whole night she's awake, she's cooked so much, she's made so many kinds of sweets. What does Radharani do? She makes different kinds of sweets and she gives sense to Yashoda. And what is left behind? She takes that, she mixes it with besan. And then there are many different pots with different colors, red, white, yellow, blue. So in this way she makes these different kinds of sweets with different kinds of sweets with laddus, burfis, and she places in these different pots. But the real original sweets, which are most tasty, she sends that to Nandagao. But what has been left behind, these powdered things, she mixes it and she gives it to Jetla and Kutla. But Jetla and Kutla, they're so happy with what she's done. They make sure that no one can even cast a glance on Radharani. They say, They're always glorifying Radharani when she's serving them in this way. And then she always, Jatla always says, Radharani, don't look at anything black. Especially there's one black snake. Once a black snake will bite you, everything will be destroyed. Be careful of that black snake. Before Jatla, she tells Radharani Sakis, if Radharani will go to Nandagao, you take her. Always accompany her on a palanquin. On a palanquin and make sure that this black boy does not see her. This way, day and night, Jatla is only thinking about safeguarding rather than protecting her. And this way, Jatla, she cuts down sandalwood trees and then she keeps that ready. And then a kodang patties, she keeps that ready. And then Radharani, she does not even let Jatla and Kutla wash pots. Sakis know that if we cause them some discomfort, then they'll cause more problems for Radharani. So the Sakis, they go, they massage Jatla and Kutla's feet, they put Mehndi on their hands. So Jatla says, I'm so old, I'm an old lady, why are you trying to serve me in this way? Like in, so, you see, if you call an old lady a young woman, she becomes very happy. So in similarly, they're addressing Jatla as a very beautiful young woman. You're not old, they're saying. And then they're telling Jatla, oh, you're so young that your teeth have not come out yet. And they say, so therefore they're saying, they're massaging their feet, they're washing all her clothes, they're putting alta on her hands, they're putting mehndi on her hands, they're polishing her nails, they're dressing her up in very beautiful sarees. In Braj, you see, no one wears a white saree. Even ladies whose husbands have died, they will also not wear white sarees. All of them wear colorful sarees. So this way, the Sahelis, they know how to please Jyotila. And then, while coming from Nanda Bhavan, all these things which are broken pots, and all these things which are useless, they take all these things and give to Abhimanyu. And Abhimanyu takes all these broken pots, broken utensils, and he calls on big bullock cart. And he also brings wood. And there's so many pots of matta. This is buttermilk. Big pots of buttermilk. And meanwhile, they make Jatla Kutla so happy that they offer pranams. They polish her feet, polish her nails, they massage her feet. And then first they make Jatla sit down and then first make Jatla eat. Because first the mother-in-law should be worshipped and then the sister-in-law should be worshipped. In that house where mother-in-law and sister-in-law are not worshipped, then that house will always, there will always be a fire burning in that house. And so they're always making Jatla and Kutla so happy, and they feed them so much that they cannot even move their bodies anymore. You see, if there's a pot and you mix, and if you make that pot full of water, then it will not move anymore. It will not make any sound. Only a pot which is not full will make sounds. And so they're making Jatla and Kutla eat so much. Eating, they cannot even move anymore now. See, Jatla, she's old, she's widow, but still they give her golden chains, they give her golden crowns, golden, everything, very nice sarees. Now Jatla is covered with so many ornaments, she cannot even move her body anymore now. And she's eaten so much, she cannot move anymore. And they say they put very nice chains around her, golden necklaces around her, and then golden anklets around her, they cover her fully with gold. Now Jatla, she cannot move anymore. This way they feed her, clothe her, dress her, ornament her, in so many nice ways. And then they tell her, oh mother, please lie down. And then 10 sakis are massaging her feet. In which way she is always very happy. She will not say anything. This way then all the sakis, and they can go inside and serve Radharani. Because Jatla, she can no longer move also now. Because you see, even big elephants, they're controlled by the mouths. What does this mouth have? He has this elephant goad. The elephant can trample him, but still because he controls this elephant, the elephant cannot do anything. Even tigers and lions are controlled this way. And what can Jyotila? She's just an old lady. So if you please her little, then she'll become very happy. And this way, Jyotila and Kutila, they can be very easily served and pleased. So this Javad is like a fortress where no one can enter. And this way the Sakis are always serving Radharani in so many nice ways. In Nandagao, they cannot serve like this. In Barsana also, Radharani is not so free. Because her parents are present there, her grandmother, her brother, So the Sakis cannot serve freely in Barsana. And in Nandabhavan also, they cannot freely serve. You see, Yashodamaya loves them so much. She has given everything to them. She has offered them herself to these Sakis. But still in front of Yashoda also, they cannot serve Radharani this way. But in Javad, they can freely serve. See, Jatila and Kutila, they'll bring pots of water. Sakis bring pots of water to Jatila and Sakila. Kutila, they milk all the cows and they give to her. They don't bring milk from Nandagaon, they milk the cows in Javad. And there in Radharani, she's cooking all these different kinds of sweets in Javad. They're so sweet, so fragrant. The Jatila and Kutila, they become mad just by smelling these sweets. And sometimes Sri Dham, he comes from Barsana and then he glorifies Jatila and Kutila. Vrishabhanu Maharaj sends many gifts for them. He brings so many clothes, ornaments from Barsana to Javad. Very beautiful ornaments, golden, silver ornaments. So many different kinds of decorations. And then Sri Dham, he tells Jatila, please send my younger sister with me. For a few days she'll come with me to Barsana. There's a festival now. Now Hariyali Tej is coming. In the Shravan Mass, which is like August. Jatila says no, she will not go. If she goes to Barsana, then she'll be very sad there. How can she climb this mountain all the way up to the top and then again get down from the mountain? You have no facilities there in Barsana. I will not send my daughter-in-law with you. She has to climb this big mountain there, no. You see, my daughter-in-law, she's so happy here in Javad. But there she becomes thin, she becomes black. But here she's so golden, she's so healthy. I will not send my daughter-in-law with you. What do you have there to eat? You see here in Javad, see my storehouse. In the entire world you will not find a storehouse here like this. In Javad you see everything is here. In Braj there are four banyan trees. Javad, Pandir Wat, Shringar Wat and Akshay Wat. These four waters. So Javad means underneath this shade of this banyan tree, there is an unlimited storehouse. You see, other trees have fruits, but you see, our trees don't give fruits and flowers, but what do they give? They give nectar. They shower nectar on all the residents here. So Sri Dham, go there to Barsana and call your father here also. Your parents also should come and stay here. Leave Barsana and stay in Javad. Here there's continuous shower of nectar. There it's never too hot here, too cold here. Here there's always spring. It's always spring here and everyone are so happy here. Look at their faces. They're so radiant and joyful. And all the Devi Devitas, gods and goddesses, they're standing in line, doing parikrama of this place, offering mandana to this place, praying to this place, and they come in big food here at the doors of all the residents of Javad. I tell my daughter-in-law, go give some bhiksha to the Devi Devitas, and she refuses. She's so chaste. Sometimes the beggars come saying, please give some bhiksha. And Jatila Kutla, they bring golden plates full of bhiksha. These beggars say, no, we will not take from you. Your husband has died. Because anything that is given by your lady whose husband has died, then that plate is impure. Even if they give a glass of water, that glass of water also should not be drunk. Because of her sin, her husband has died. So who will take from her hands? You not take anything that she has touched. So therefore your daughter-in-law, she'll give bhiksha. And the daughter-in-law says, I do not wish to see in the face of any man. I will not take in one step out of my house. Even the sun cannot touch me. Even the rays of the moon cannot touch me. I'm always covering my face with the veil, staying inside the house. I will never go out of the house. And they said, oh, daughter-in-law, then they'll curse my son. Jatila said, cows will no longer give any milk. The sadhus have come to take bhiksha. If you don't give bhiksha to the brahmanas, then be very inauspicious for us. So go, my daughter-in-law, give some bhiksha to her. Then just now you said you will not take from my hands. These Bhattu Brahmacharis, Brahmins have come. They will not take from my hands because I am a widow. So I cannot give. Radhani said, I will not go. You can give from someone else's hands. He said, no, you have to give. They'll bless you and then our house will always be prosperous. See, until now even the trees are not giving any fruits, flowers. But now then a fruit, all kinds of good things will happen in our house. We'll get all kinds of gifts. So then she fell at Radharani's feet. Go, my dear daughter. Just go, cover yourself and just go give it. And then you'll get their blessings and you'll come return to the house. And there was Radharani doing. The two Brahmanas, what are they doing? Not just Mangalam Bhavatu, they were glorifying Jatila so much, offering so many stotras to her. No, it's not possible to speak openly about these stotras. But 4-5 words can be spoken in a hidden place, not openly. Radharani is listening to all these stotras, her heart is melting. But she cannot leave. She cannot leave outside and go outside. They want to see. Let's see what is going to happen. Let's see how much more longer they'll stay, how much more patient they are. Radharani is testing these but two brahmanas. So they are praying so much that when can I get Radharani's darshan? Radharani's mercy. You know, Jitlankatla, they are very scared. And we will be ruined if we don't give bhiksha to these but two brahmans. Just see how effulgent they are. It seems Vamandev has come. Just as Vamandev came to the door of Bali Maharaj, you see here, the 12 Vamandevs, not just one. It seems he has the combined effulgence of 12 Vamandevs, more than even Vamandev, this Bhattu Brahman. Never seen anyone more beautiful than these Brahmins. They're very powerful Brahmins. Then she fell at the feet of Radharani. I'll never tell you anything else. Just go and give them bhiksha. Then, I promise, I will never tell you anything after this. Then even if someone says something to you about you, then I'll kill that person. I will never listen to anyone. So Jatila, she made many promises to Radharani. But Radharani, she said, no, I will not go out. Then Jatila fell at the feet of Lalita Vishakha, Dhanishta Kundalata, saying, oh, convince my daughter-in-law to give bhiksha to these Brahmin devatas. They're just standing at the door and she's refusing to give them bhiksha. Then Lalita Vishakha, they said, all right. You, both of you, go inside. And what will we do? We'll cover Radharani with cloth from all sides. We'll take her out. And both of you go inside. And we'll lock you inside. And we'll lock you from inside, but don't come out. Anyhow, or else, if you come out, then not good. Then you'll have problem in receiving their blessings. Be very careful while receiving their blessings. She should not commit any mistake. So for Radharani will go very peacefully there. She'll give bhiksha and she'll receive their blessings and she'll return home. So they locked Jatila Kutla inside the house. And then Radharani, she in a golden plate, she got so many kinds of bhiksha there to give to these Bhattu Brahmanas. And there she saw not just one beggar, there were so many beggars there. She had to give bhiksha to so many. You see, even beggars have a group. If you go in the morning to Atala Chungi, during Parikrama in the morning, you see there's a big line of sadhus. They're drinking tea, channa, so many things are distributed, malpua, and they form big lines, big long lines of sadhus waiting. So here at Radharani's doorstep also, so many sadhus, Bhattu Brahmanas had come. She said, so many other, how can I give bhiksha to all of them? Then they said, just give to one person. If you give to one person, you get the fruit of giving to all of us. We're beggars. Whatever we get, we share among ourselves. So just give to our one person. When she came out to the doorstep to give, then they said, they didn't say bhiksham dehi. Then what do you want, she said. Give me your man, this one person said. Means let me enter inside. Give me this sevadikar. Accept me. She said, what kind of beggar is this? What is this beggar saying? Radharani thought. He said, give me a place. Give me your man. I want your man as bhiksha. Accept me in your seva. Give me this bhiksha. Radharani, what did she do? She took the golden pot, put everything on his head. Water was on his plate. And then she returned back to the house. All the other suckers, they were just looking. So Javat is such a place where all these hidden confidential leelas are taking place. Because no one is there to disturb. No one can enter there. Only Krishna, anyhow, he disguises himself. Sometimes as Subali, he enters inside. Subal, he dresses Radharani in her, in his cloth, and then she dresses in Subal's cloth. And they say she comes out of those. So many hidden leelas take place there. So Jatla and Kutla, they actually don't oppose these leelas. They're actually nourishing these leelas. And their only duty is to protect Radharani there. In Yavat. So in Javad, these two guardians are always present. Abhimanyu is also there. So during this Brahma Vimohan Lila, Vishwanu Maharaj, he asked the Rishi Maharshis that I wish to give my daughter in marriage because you're saying this year is very auspicious. Who should I marry my daughter to? Tell me some suitable place. Then the Rishi Maharshis, they said, this is Javad. Is the most renowned place in Braj. This is Javad. Is one of the four waters. It's most exalted. All kinds of opulence are present in this place. What is not present even in Nanda Bhavan, even in your palace, is present there in Javad. And Abhimanyu is there. And he is also very suitable, very exalted personality. You will not find a better person than him. So that time Brahma Yuman Leela had taken place. That time Abhimanyu, all of them were in the cave. All the others. So that time Krishna had become Abhimanyu. And everyone was married to Krishna himself. And then when they returned after 1 year, all the Sakhas, then they told Krishna, and oh brother, yesterday when we went to our home, there we saw that there was one Devi in each of our homes, one lady. And then we heard from our mothers that there are wives. So we never married anyone. Where did these girls come from? How did they enter our homes? We never seen them. We never even thought about them. We had no desire to marry them. How did we get married to them? To all these young girls. And Krishna, he said, that when all of you were in the mouth of Agasu, and say all of you fell unconscious because of this poison, and then anyhow I saved all of you, and then all of you returned to your homes healthy, but you don't know this poison has entered your entire bodies. Therefore these devis, they know the proper medicine. They know how to chant certain mantras. They're Divya devis, and they're like goddesses, so worship them and respect them. If they cook for you, feed you, then you'll always be happy and healthy. You'll be happy, healthy, and your minds will always be happy, real and healthy. And all the poison will also go away. So in this end, you'll never be angry in your life. No enemy will ever disturb you, and you'll always be happy if you eat what these devis have cooked. And every day, you worship these devis, offer them your stotri, because these devis are one-pointed worshippers of Sri Bhagavan. Because they worship Katyayani Devi. They worship Katyayani Devi so much. So only when 2, 2.5 years old, they worship Katyayani Devi, they go worship in the Yamuna. And say that then, while the clothes were still wet, they made these deities of Katyayani. For 1 month they didn't sleep or eat anything, and then after 1 month they had darshan of Katyayani Devi. So don't think of these girls as ordinary girls. And if anyone thinks of them in a bad way, then they're destroyed. Then they'll never be happy. They'll be ruined. Listening to these words of Krishna, all these sakhas, they respected them as such. And then Purnamasi Yogmaya, Nandimukhi Yogmaya, Brinda, All the Rishi Maharishis, they came and they told the Sakhas that all of you are about to die so many times, not just Sakasur. Sometimes Dhenukasur came, Kishi, Trinavarta, so many different kinds of demons came, tried killing all of you. All of you anyhow survived. Therefore, these devis, you should worship these devis. Then you'll always be safe. So since then, Abhimanyu also, he never entered the house of Jatalankutla. He would always be outside in the garden. He had a bed there, he had a stick, and he'd always be guarding the house. Because he respected Radharani as a goddess, as a devi. And then, morning to evening, he'd see so many tapasis would come to accept bhiksha from Radharani's house. And offer so many stavstatis, vandana. They offer prayers to Vishwanu Kumari and pray to her. And they say, for many, many hours they do kirtan. And Abhimanyu, he'd keep... Abhimanyu said, just see, the daughter of Vishwanu Maharaj, she is worshipful to even the rishis and maharishis. And my, just see, my mother or my sister, they're always feeding all these sadhus, giving them bhiksha. And everyone is so happy. No one is ever miserable here. If one even just speaks the name of Javat, he'll become very happy. He'll always be happy and always. He'll never be sad, diseased. You see, one who's very sad, who's diseased, he'll be very thin. But even if he comes to Javat, and if he and takes this prasad that my mother and sister give, then he'll become very healthy and fat. You see, my mother and my sister, they have such nice qualities. And Vishwanu Raj Nandini, she makes such beautiful prasad, that just the fragrance of this prasad, it pervades the entire place. And everyone just by smelling this prasad, they dance in ecstasy. And just and since the day she has come, Radharani, our houses have become so beautiful. So many different kinds of fruits, flowers, wealth, everything is present here now, since she has come. You see, in Nanda Bhavan, the Sakhas, they eat with Krishna morning, evening. The Rishis go there. But now in Nanda Bhavan, they're being fed throughout the entire day. In Nandaga, only in the morning and evening. But in Javad, whole day, this prasad is being distributed. Water, fruits, flowers, sweet rice. There's no shortage of anything there. Everything is infinite, unlimited. Everyone goes there to Javad because his nectar is being distributed, topmost nectar. And Abhimanyu, he had no time to enter the house. His homini would come and bless him. That you are so fortunate, feeding so many. You know, then they would tell him that you are the best sevak of Vishwanu Nandini, Srimati Radhika. He was always serving her. So everyone, they have this... responsibility of looking after Radharani. Bhagavan, he gives this wealth to everyone. But a person, what does he do? He thinks of this property to be his own. He wants to enjoy this property. He hides it. But one who is not attached to these things, what will he, what can Bhagavan possibly give them? Bhagavan says, I become indebted to such a person. So, from Rishabhanupur, from Nanda Bhavan, from all four sides of Raj, everything would come to Javad. But the Rishi Maharishis, not just them, all the living entities, in all the palace of Radharani, everything is given freely. Mukta Hasta means very openly, freely. But Jatalankutla will not make anyone enter the house, but no one can enter. Early in the morning once, the Bandari came, the female monkey, and they entered into the storehouse. You see, when monkeys come, they come in a group. And as soon as one monkey comes, you never know when the monkey will enter the room. Anyhow, the monkey will enter through a small hole. Wherever there's a small opening, or underneath the door, the monkey is very flexible. Anyhow, there's a small hole, it'll enter inside. And the monkey started eating everything that was in the storehouse. And the monkey will never eat silently. You see, cat eats very silently. Even a fox eats very silently, but a monkey makes a lot of sound while eating. He'll destroy everything, he'll throw everything on the ground, he'll jump everywhere, he'll nicely enjoy. So they say, He broke all the pots there in Jatila's storehouse. And then Jatila, she called her to her son, "Hey Abhimanyu, come quickly. See these female monkeys eating everything now." And Abhimanyu, he got a stick to chase the monkey away. Then one more group of monkeys came. And then he came chase these group of monkeys, and one more group of monkeys came. So many monkeys entered inside this way. And by Radharani's desire, Krishna, he sent all these monkeys inside. And then Krishna, he came with all his sakhas. Krishna entered the storehouse and sakhas remained outside. And by the time Abhimanyu returned, there he saw that so many beggars have come, sadhus have come. And how did the sadhus come? They wear nice turbans on their head. They all have Brahman thread, they have nice shikha. They're putting tilak on their, they put tilak on their foreheads, very effulgent. They say the prasad just since early morning. Hot jalebis, kachoris, bit burfis. Also, not just these things, shira, halwa, made with pure milk. So many nice things are distributed there in Javad since early in the morning. Even now, in some places, like if you go to Srinadji, Nathdwar, you can see in Jaipur, Govindadev. Once, the king of Jaipur, his daughter was about to get married. So then big procession came to take her away. So they were all given hot milk in glasses made of gold. They were given juices, lassis in golden bowls, golden glasses, and all these kinds of sweets, everything in big plates. And this is given to all the members of the procession from the bridegroom's family side. And anyone who was going to eat and drink from this place, they saw there were so many stones inside. These golden plates and golden glasses, and then they're drinking this milk. Even the milk had so many stones inside. So they told the king, "What have you given us?" And the king, he saw everyone was very sad, saying the king has insulted us this way. And they say even the bridegroom, he was also a prince, he was also no less. And the king became very sad. He said, "What have I done? How did this come about?" Because whatever I've done for the bridegroom, Govindev, he was behind. But for Govindev, nothing. I've done everything for them. You see, the bridegroom is being worshipped nicely, but for Govindev, there's nothing. So then he went and stood in front of Govindev, and he said, with folded hands, "Oh, Govindev, you have to punish me. But today, please save me anyhow. Bridegroom has come. I know my sevaks have done a mistake. They haven't offered anything to you in the first place. Not even a glass of milk they offered for you, not even a plate of sweets, namkeen, nothing. They gave everything away to the bridegroom. Therefore, whatever they were eating was full of stones and all these things. Many, many things which are very bad." So then when the bridegroom saw that her family was insulted, then they all got up and started leaving. And they all came from the Govindev temple. And Govindev Pujari, Govindev instructed him, "See, they've all come. Now you feed all of them now. Give them some prasad. Not just laddus. Even now in Govindev, they offer 56 items. 12 months, they offer all kinds of sweets. Kachodis, Malpua, Ghevar. These different kinds of sweets. Whole year, these different kinds of things are offered to Govindev." So Govindev, he saw this procession had come. This bridegroom had come. So then the sevaks fed the entire bridegroom's family. And the bridegroom said, "Oh, just see. Even the king's palace is only 200 meters away from the temple of Govindev. So just there, we are insulted so much, but here you see everything is so fragrant. The water is so fragrant. The Charnamrit is so sweet. Everything is so sweet." And they had become very happy having darshan of Govindev, wandering smabs. So they all start dancing in happiness. Then the king, he held his hands in wonder. "You had me insulted and now again you're having me praised. This is all your leela," he said. So since then, the king, he has said, he ordered that anything, you're not just even water, anything that is made will first come to me and then first be offered to Govindev. I will check and then be offered to others. Since then the king made a rule, then every day 56 items will be offered. No shortcoming in any seva. And no one should eat anything without first offering to Govindev. So now going there, he was very happy. And what did Gopinath do? Gopinath, he was saying, there's a shop outside the temple where they make sweets, sweet shop. They make burfis every day, rabadi, rasgullas, cham cham, gulab jamun, all these different kinds of sweets. So 10 or 11 in the night, they say they make sweets during the night especially, not during the day. They don't sell these sweets during the day. So once one boy, he came and he asked, give me some burfis, 200 grams. He said, who'll give money then? If I give you these burfis, then who'll give you money? Then this boy, he took his bangles and he gave, keep these bangles with you, but give me these sweets. And whatever you make, I'll eat first. And then you should sell these sweets away. Now this confectioner, he was thinking, alright, what should I do now? He said, alright, after 1 month I'll give you money. Then after 1 month he asked this boy, give me the money. So first he gave the bangles away, then he gave the bangles from the other hand. Then he said, the third month, he took his ring, he gave his ring away. And then he said, every day he'd be eating these sweets. Beautiful sweets. And this person who was making the sweets, he was also very happy because he got bangles from one hand, bangles from the other hand. Then he said, I have no other jewels to give. Then what did he do? Then he gave the boga plate. Then he gave the boga plates, bowls, everything. But he said, still you have to give me sweets. Then again, even now when we go Parikrama, Giriraj, Govardhan, they start making kachoris from 3 in the morning. Jalebis, 3 in the morning exactly. See, in Giriraj, what do they make? They offer to Giriraj in Mukharvind. They do Aarti, they offer Abhishek, and then they make. So even the Brajvasis are very pious. Whatever they cook first, they offer to Giriraj. So there also, in Gopinath, this small boy had given his boga plate, all these jewels, everything. And the pujari went and he saw Gopinath had no jewels. There was no boga plate, nothing. Then he told the king. Then the king said, go find all these jewels. Who has stolen his boga plate also? All these different pots, everything. Then all the shopkeepers became very scared because all these things were found in one of their shops. Then the shopkeeper, he said, you see one blackish boy, he comes every day in the evening. You see, he's a very intelligent boy. He sits in my shop and he eats as many sweets as he wants. He eats everything away. And then we ask him for money, he doesn't give us money. And then we tell him, at least give him some money. He says, after 1 month I'll give you. And after 1 month he gives his bangles away from one hand, then the bangles from the other hand. He gives his ring away, he gives the boga plate away. He said, we don't want anything, just give us money. He said, I don't have money, I only have these things. Then the king, he understood. Oh, I bought him from Vrindavan. I bought Gopinath from Vrindavan, but I never thought that I'll have to serve him nicely, like how the Vrajavasis do. So since then, he made a rule that all the shopkeepers, whatever sweets you make, you see, I won't take any rent from you. And no one will disturb you. No one will evict you from your shops. And from 10 generations of their families, whatever you make, you should offer first to Gopinath. And he comes during the day, at night, any time of the day when this boy comes, you feed him. Because this boy was Gopinath himself. So since then, even now, because of the king's order, so many descendants, they are continuing making these sweets. See, in Kanak Vrindavan, there's Radha Madhav. Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, they were all present there in Kanak Vrindavan. This was in the middle of the mountains there, in Jaipur. Radha Madhav, they were all there. Radha Vinod, Radha Damodar, they were all present there in Kanak Vrindavan. Then Govindev, he said, oh king, you stay in the palace, but you left me here in the forest, I will not stay here. I'll go back to Vrindavan, he said. Said, no, don't go back to Vrindavan. Then he said, I'll take you to the palace. Then the king, he took Govindev to the palace. Radha Govindev. And he said, I'll stay here in the palace. And then, oh king, you'll wake up early in the morning. And then you have to see me first and I'll see you first. The king from his palace, he could see Govinda directly. And then he'd say, you're eating nicely in the palace and here you're feeding me only simple things like channa and all these old things. And you are eating nicely in the palace, oh king. So then the king, he gave the entire palace to Govinda. And then all the shops, palaces in Jaipur, he wrote everything in Govindev's name, Gopinath's name. Even now, the municipality there, whatever tax they get, whatever income they give to Govindev. And they say everything is in Govindev's name, all the properties. He is the master of Jaipur. Therefore, the glories of Jawar, when Gurudev starts speaking, then everyone was so happy. But now you go there, you'll see, oh, everything is broken. Even other temples are very nice. You see in Barsana, the Sriji temple is so nice. In Nandagao, one Jawar, you see an old broken temple. Why? Because this is a very hidden place. Gop, Gopi, Gopi, Gokul, Kapi. All these residents of Raj, they're very hidden. No one can understand their powers. See, the kings, they'll think it's only a broken temple. They'll say, oh, Krishna, he has this turban on his head. And then they say, he's covered by dust. So even Brahma, he cannot understand that how is he Bhagwan? He's covered by dust, he barely has any cloth around his body, he's eating the remnants of the other sakas. He's eating from the mouths of others. And then when he's eating from his hand is mixed with so much dust. And this curd rice is mixed with so much dust. He's eating all this dirty food. And how did his Agasur enter into his feet? The soul of Agasur entered into his mouth, entered into his feet. So Brahma, he had four heads, four mouths, and he was scratching his foreheads now. How is this possible, he was thinking. His intelligence was defeated. How can he be Bhagwan, this boy? So Guruji, he was saying that there are very few who can realize the glorious Jawar. Just see, a few days before, one disciple of Gurudev, one sannyasi, he left his body somewhere in Hyderabad, Bangalore. And what did he write to his disciples? His final instruction, he wrote down. He said that my samadhi will be in Jawar. And then the disciples, they knew nothing. And who would do the samadhi? There's one Muni Maharaj, Gurudev's disciple. He'll do the samadhi. He'll do everything. Muni Maharaj didn't come. So then here, all this, they brought the sannyasi's body here. And the disciples, they had no clue what to do. And then my Gurudev's desire, just see this sannyasi, just see the mamta. Then we sent devotees from here. They went to Jawar. It was so cold day, night. And even the land wasn't bought. Then anyhow they bought the land. Then all they gave samadhi to this sannyasi. They did abhishek of him. They put tilak on him. They put new cloth on him. And they put him in samadhi there. In a very nice way in Jawar. And now you go and see there. Only one sevak is there. Only one sevak of Maharaj. Day and night he's only staying there in Jawar. I said, you don't go there, it's so cold, at least stay in one proper room. He said, no, I only need Guru Kripa. And there they're making a nice temple for Maharaj, Samadhi Mandir. All the villages know, they're so, they're now related to this man, this Sevak. So this Vrajalila is very inconceivable. So Gurudev, then he was speaking on the glories of Jawar. And Gurudev, he gave so much for the construction of the temple there, for the redevelopment of this place. He arranged so much money there. But you see, the people there, they were only looking. They think, oh, this money is mine, that money is mine. But they could not engage so much in the seva of this temple, the Jawar place. So then I said, Maharaj, why are these people not advancing so much? And Gurudevi told me, oh, they're enjoyers. You see, if Jawar will become a very nice place, then they'll make hotels there, they'll make lodges there, and they'll start renting out rooms, and the entire place will become covered by stones, by all these allurements of Maya, and all the enjoyers will come and stay in Jawar. Therefore, Jawar is purposely like this. No one even knows the proper way to go to Jawar. No one goes to Jawar in Braj. Therefore, in Braj, you see thorns and salty water. They are very famous in Braj. See, if one tries advancing, then immediately there will be so many things. Like you see, these Turkish rulers, these Mughals came, the Britishers came, and they stole so much away, they pillaged, they plundered, they took everything away. And now see Thakurji's Leela. Before it was a place of enjoyment, and then everything was broken down by these tyrants, and everything was taken away. So they say, Thakurji, say, Braj is always kept safe from all these enjoyments. Therefore, those who want to enjoy in Braj, they can never stay here. Everything belongs to him, to Krishna, to Radharani. However, if he is happy, then everyone else is happy. Our happiness lies in his happiness. Atmanedam to Padari Hainu Paramasuki. Padaragalo Chintanarailo Anandadeki. Doi. Kan Shamalabhiya Timpavirabhoi. So this is Brajriti. Very difficult to understand. The way of Braj. Therefore, Maharaj would say, even if you try in 1,000 ways, still, you see, even in Krishna Janmasthan in Mathura, so many things were happening, bad things, many bad things were happening there. So then, you see, in Vrindavan now also, very wicked people have entered, they're doing such bad things. They just take the name of Bhagavan, but they do many bad things. So then what will be the result? Then be destroyed again. Then it's a cycle. Like then, Sanatan Goswami, what did he do? Sanatan Goswami, he'd only take this bhati. And Madan Mohan is only eating this bhati and he's so happy. This way, when wicked people are offering so many different kinds of boga, he will not accept. But Sanatan Goswami is only offering dal bhati. This dough, made only of like nothing. Very simple things. Therefore, in Javad, they tried developing this place so many times, but still it remains the same. Why? This is Radharani's desire. In this way, no one will come and disturb this place then, as a place of enjoyment. So now we listen tomorrow.